Sup, dorks.
Do we look into the camera? It feels a little weird.
No. There I just don't. Was addressing them like, they're the dorks.
Hello, dorks.
We have the dork who started this dork here with us today. It's Casey, for those who don't know.
Oh, that was like a mom thing that you said?
Dork. I started that dork.
Oh, I see what she said.
You get it?
I understand.
I get
it.
Well, basically, Casey's here for the weekend, and we dropped episode one, you know, because we're a real podcast and we can say things like that.
That's right.
And she was like, well, you didn't say anything about the craziness we went through as the tried and true trio.
A lot of hate mail.
It was crazy.
Yeah.
So basically, we wanted to let everyone know what we actually did apartment-wise. So I wrote down every apartment we went to.
Oh, wow. Good for
you. All 21?
Oh, yeah.
Well, at least the main one. All 21 for real?
We're going to go through all 21?
No. But we have an... Okay. I have an order. Are you ready?
Okay.
So this is what's going to happen. First, we're going to say, like, what our requirements were.
Okay, this is important.
What were we looking for? So, Lee, you wanted...
What did you want?
In an apartment.
I wanted a lot of closet space for a voiceover booth, which we...
Don't have.
Well, you look at that. So I had to make this lovely wall of carpet.
Yeah, we won't even get that started.
And I wanted it to be in like a walkable, accessible place to like...
Yeah, you want to be able to leave the house and go do something.
Yeah.
And light. You wanted
natural light.
Natural light.
I wanted a bathtub, space for my cello, and I wanted my commute to internship to be not a million years long.
Which we learned was, I mean, we thought 30 minutes was long, but I think 30 minutes is like actually pretty solid.
No, we thought 57 minutes was long, I think it is.
Yeah, I agree. Right. I think that was pretty excessive.
Anyways, so we walked a total of 64,000 steps in 3 days.
Mm-hmm.
We racked up that subway bill.
Yeah.
We hit the peak.
For those who don't know New York, if you go 12 times in a week, everything after that is free. So I think in the first day.
Easy.
Yeah.
We hit 12.
Easy.
So we paid 34 each in the first day, and then it was free for the remaining week. Oh, so that's actually nice. Kudos to New York City for that. I think that's pretty rad.
Okay, so basically, I know which ones we applied to and things, but...
Wait, can I just say one thing?
Oh, yeah.
Absolutely.
the stairs. Do you have any idea how many flights of stairs we did?
Yeah. I mean, the walk-ups that we had to do, too.
87.
Did you do that math?
I did that math.
87. She has a note.
87 what?
Flights of stairs.
Flights of stairs.
Oh, my God.
The first day, we did 36 flights of stairs.
You guys are crazy with these stats. I don't know how you kept this. I'm still trying to remember what we did.
Well, I think I lost about 2 pounds that weekend. The whole week, I lost like 2 pounds.
Yeah. You're sliding.
That's a lot of flights. And they're steep, though.
And my quads were on fire.
Yeah.
Okay, well, let's get into it.
Okay,
so the first one, day one, bright and early, 9:15, we went to Red Hook, which is like... Lee, give a short where that is.
Yeah, so Red Hook is really close to Lady Liberty. If you will. It's like the closest large part of land that's not an island, closest to the Statue of Liberty. We didn't really know the area very well at all. All we knew is that this was the first person who actually like let us go check out the place.
And he was a little quirky, but he was a little weird.
And we didn't really know what to expect getting into New York at that point. Like, I mean, we were walking through the streets. There was trash and graffiti everywhere. And
poop.
I mean, that's just, But so that felt a little uncomfortable. And I remember thinking to myself, should we even look at this place? Because I just remember looking at the neighborhood.
But we loved the place. It was like long open layout. Yeah. The furniture was included.
Yeah.
Then
with the TV too.
Yeah. Like we turned left and there was this beautiful Carroll Gardens area. People who know where that is will know what that is. But it's like
very
bougie.
It's quaint.
It's like 30s have a dog rich.
Rich
family. Because
you looked up the rents and it was
really
work in the city,
expensive.
But I have a kid or a dog and and I'm like,
so that was 2,800 that Red Hook apartment was.
I don't remember any.
I remember prices.
It was so long. It had main room and then two more rooms and then the bedroom.
Yeah. So we applied to that one. We loved it. And then we went on our way. We stopped at 516 80th, and it was tiny. This was the lady who showed us.
You remember all these?
Yeah, with braces, remember? And it had no light.
Oh, yeah. Like, no, literally, light. it was like dark. The size of the room that we're in now.
Yeah.
Plus a kitchen.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Like, I literally mean that was
the, I know, it was a window in the room.
There was one window, but it was the view was just a brick wall.
That's right. Yeah.
Yeah. And that was 3,000, I think.
Yeah.
I'm pretty sure one was 3,000.
These next two were 3,000. And then we saw, like, 1427 York Street, but it was this lady who was showing two that were under renovation. Mm-hmm. They were a little bigger. One had a tub.
She was the one that just worked out.
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay. One was just totally, like, under construction, renovating.
Yeah, those were stepping also over three. Things.
Right.
Yeah. Those were also three.
They were,
like,
nice,
the
but they were
space.
Like 3,000 and 3,200. They were about the same place in a fine area, but we weren't able to move in right away, so that was a big.
Yeah.
Big knock.
And we didn't know where you were going to put your MIDI, which is like taking up that entire wall.
Which it is right now.
Yeah.
But anyways.
So we didn't apply to those.
We did not apply to those ones.
Mind you,
only one we've applied to right now is Red Hook.
It's 98 degrees and we're sweating already.
Dripping. Humidity feels probably like 110.
Yeah, we've only had breakfast. We're going through water like it's
crazy.
Wait,
where did we have breakfast?
At the hotel.
Oh, that's right. The breakfast was included.
Yeah.
Okay, then we went to the Stairs to Nowhere place.
In Bushwick?
Yeah, all the way
I
to Bushwick.
I loved that place so
that was
much.
So weird.
It was, all right.
But
so,
the yard, you have to talk
so
about
so Bushwick is in Brooklyn, okay? And Bushwick is known as like the graffiti capital of the world. So there's graffiti everywhere. It's just like a very contemporary place to be. And we get right off the subway. Like, it's really close to subway. And right on the corner of the subway is like this yard and like fence that turns out is a part of the property that we're going to check out.
Right.
It's like this mansion that is only
the bottom.
Yeah.
The bottom,
so like someone took their whole house and like cut it in half.
And I literally mean cut it in half.
Yeah. And like from top to bottom half, and we would be living in the bottom. So,
but we had the stairs.
There were stairs to nowhere.
Yeah.
It literally would go up
and then
there was just a wall. But for some weird ass reason, that was a huge positive for me.
Yeah.
I wanted the stairs to nowhere.
Well, and the rooms were big. There was light.
It was
huge. There was a backyard.
A massive basement. A massive backyard.
Yeah, the yard was big.
It was actually...
It was over, I think, 1,300 square feet.
Yeah, it was great, except
for
the bathroom.
For $2,800.
The bathroom really got me down.
It wasn't a bathroom. Small rooms.
No doors.
Yeah.
And like it was a toilet room and then like a shower room. And
I couldn't
was just
squat
not...
to take a poo.
No.
In that bathroom.
Yeah, your knees were
no
right
one
there.
Would fit.
Yeah.
The skinniest
and
of skinny.
And there was no shelving. There was nothing to put.
There was
anything.
Like no bathroom.
Yeah. Yeah. So I think we applied. I don't
we
know
didn't
if we
apply
applied.
On that one,
we
actually.
We were going to.
I really wanted to because the basement was huge.
I really liked the yard part.
Yeah, and the yard and the basement. Ugh. But it would have been a little.
Oh, that's right. You went down into the basement.
Yeah, and it was huge. It was wide
open.
He
said, you can go in there if you want to. And I was like,
he didn't even know that.
It opened.
I mean, it definitely felt like what's the clap clap game? Conjuring movie? It felt like the Conjuring movie when you like open the.
Was there light or anything?
Yeah, no, there was. Yeah, the clap clap game is crazy. Okay. They open the.
No, don't. Okay. This is not a murder podcast. Okay. So next we went to 123 High Ceilings. So we're in Brooklyn. Yeah.
Oh, High Ceilings.
And
$3,000.
This guy. Had just moved out and he was looking for
didn't he get another job or something?
Yeah, he had to move. He like moved his cats or something. I don't know.
Oh, right.
We don't really know, but he needed to put someone on his lease because he was paying for two apartments.
His landlord said that he could move out if he found someone.
Right.
Yeah, and he was already out. He's just like paying for empty space.
For two
and it was great. It had like a kitchen, living, laundry in unit. Rooftop access, a bathtub.
I mean, the ceilings were...
They were high.
It was actually pretty nice. It was just like weird area in Brooklyn. Like we weren't really that close to Williamsburg or anything. And we like tried to walk places.
It's called
and it
Bed-Stuy. It was like Bed-Stuy, Bushwick area. Mm-hmm. So it's like...
But that wasn't by the hookah.
That's in Astoria.
Oh, I get them all mixed up.
You're mixing them up. But we'll talk about the hookah in a second. But... this one's in Bed-Stuy. A lot of apartments are available there just because it's like a 15 minute walk to Williamsburg, which is like the big city in Brooklyn. And
he said that's where he went when he hung out.
Yeah, yeah, and I think it's possible if we knew anything about Brooklyn or anything, but we just couldn't find.
It was very modern. It looked very nice, and the kitchen. You walked into the kitchen, and they have beautiful floors, and
it just felt like the streets were, like, you could have a bad day. Like, there could be a bad day walking through those streets, and I didn't want to mess.
But
with
we did apply because it was.
We did.
Oh, it was nice, and the laundry.
Ooh,
was...
central air, which doesn't happen in New York.
Oh, true.
Laundry in unit and roof access.
Laundry and air. That was right.
That's... I said all this, but it's true.
Did you?
Yeah, I did.
She did.
Oh, I'm sorry about
no,
that.
No, it's okay.
But I'm remembering. It's all coming. Oh, yeah. I had a bathtub.
And I said that too. Oh,
and
yeah.
I had a bathtub. It's all coming back to me. Yeah.
Some may laugh at the bathtub, but I'm serious.
Oh, I'm right there with you.
Yeah.
I'm laughing at you.
Yeah, it's true. Okay, anyways. Then we saw another Brooklyn one. I have no notes about it, so we must not have liked it. I don't really remember.
Oh, it was next to, it was like right the block right next to it where there was the giveaway for homeless thing, the shelter.
Oh, yeah.
And he was asking $3,000 for that place, and it was just like, a very mediocre, dull, boring apartment.
Yeah,
on the ground floor.
Yeah,
huh?
Ground floor, super boring.
And it had a weird storage underneath some stairs.
Yeah.
Right?
It was just boring as hell. And they wanted $3,000 for that, too. And I was like, well, we got a better option, like, right there.
Yeah, so. We forgot to say on the last Brooklyn one, Brooklyn adjacent, it's still Brooklyn, whatever.
Yeah.
We were outside waiting for this guy to show us in, and this mom and son
just walked up,
and we're like, "Are you gonna see this apartment? Like, it's on Zillow. Like, we want to see it." And we were like, "Yeah." So they totally cramped our style.
It's so cutthroat
coming into our showing.
Cutthroat. Like, you can't be coming in on
like,
our turf.
For the record, I had been texting this guy. I've been texting him for like a week and a half, scheduling this. He and I are going back and forth, and literally out of the blue. Out of the blue, these guys just show up.
A mom and her son. Yeah.
At the exact time that we happen to be meeting this guy. And then he's like, walking. Are these all in your group? And we're like, nope. No idea who they are. And they're like, can we come see the place? And then he was like,
I wonder if they actually got the apartment.
I don't care.
I mean, you know.
What do you want?
I'm worried Leonard's not.
I'm not in it.
Oh, in the picture?
But maybe that's fine. Whatever. Then we went to Long Island City.
Is it on 0.5?
It is.
Oh, yeah, I'm probably. Okay. Long Island City. And those were just outdated.
Yeah. We
don't even need to talk about Long Island City. Long Island City was just boring and there was nothing.
Oh, yeah, that lady.
Oh, it was upstairs and it kind of had a nice view.
It was fine. It was fine, but there was nothing around it.
Yeah, no.
Like, it was all homes.
Yeah.
There was nothing around
residential.
Yeah. Very residential, yeah. Which wasn't going to be horrible, but
and this whole time,
wanted.
For the record, I've been telling them all about Astoria and how special it is, and it's such a cool place, and I want to go check out this street, Steinway, and then they're getting mad at me because I'm like, keep telling them after we look at places that it's just not going to be as good as Astoria. I know that we're going to like Astoria.
But you couldn't get anything.
But I couldn't get anything because everything was capitalized on it so quick, and it was just impossible for me to...
Nothing was open.
Okay, but then the next one is Astoria.
Exactly, and that leads right to our first one, Astoria, which was right on the street of Steinway, which I thought was the coolest street.
Hi, everyone. We just wanted to give a huge shout out to Tim Cox and Michael Metzler for donating to our Venmo. We are so excited to use that money to go out and about New York. And if anyone else wants to donate to the cause, just Venmo us with a description of maybe what you want to see us do, and we'll put that money towards that. So again, thank you to Tim Cox and Michael Metzler, and we can't wait to spend it all.
So I'd only visited Astoria once before we went, and I just fell in love with it. It was awesome. So then I was like, once you guys see this Steinway Street in Astoria, it's going to be awesome.
Steinway is known as Little India. And so I'm sure it is awesome if you are of Indian culture, descent, heritage.
And you smoke hookah.
A lot of
hookah. Well, I mean, or not. You could just be raising an Indian family there and have a lot of culture around you.
I was wrong. I thought the Ditmars Boulevard or Ditmars.
Ditmars, yeah.
I thought that was the Steinway.
We only walked in that one
so
little
I messed
block,
up.
Though. And there was like six hookah lounges. Six.
Yeah.
So
yeah.
I'm not sure it's family orientated.
No.
Okay, well, I'm just saying, like, it wasn't for us. I'm sure it's for someone. But I was, as someone who looks Indian, a little.
Right.
Sometimes. Not from, not in the mirror,
you
I don't
do
think.
A little
but
bit.
To others.
You could pass.
Yeah.
That's so, okay.
You definitely could.
Okay. whatever. I was getting some looks with my cute yellow dress on, but
yeah.
But the apartment was cute. It was very residential, cute little porch. That first Astoria one that we saw.
Yeah. No, I mean, there was just no living room, pretty much.
Oh, yeah, that was no living room. And then we went to the one on the street, actually, that the guy with the plant, the bedroom.
Oh,
that's
terrible.
That's the one I was talking about.
Yeah. We saw
the old man with all the plants. We walked down that street.
No, you guys are mixing up a Brooklyn one. Nope. You're mixing up a Brooklyn one.
The first one has no living room. Astoria, no living room.
That's what you would call it. You would say that to me all the time.
You were talking to the guy with the garden.
Right? Oh, yeah, the guy with the garden.
Yes, I thought you meant the old man on the bench. You also talked.
Yeah. I talked to a lot of old men.
Sorry, Juan.
Oh,
no, we're talking old men.
Oh, okay, sorry.
Right. Juan's young and spry.
Yes.
Hip
and trendy.
And then, yeah, right. Number one. And then, yeah, okay, whatever. Let's move on. That's day one.
I was okay about that place because it was like a... After I called my cousins and I was like, hey, this street sucked. I remember it being awesome. They're like, dude, you're at the wrong street. It's Ditmars, not Steinway, you idiot. And then it turns out it was only like a 12-minute walk to Ditmars from that house. Yeah. So I was like, all right, so that house actually isn't that bad. We just got to avoid that. We applied
to no living rooms, but they were really not liking the whole guarantor thing because...
Right, they didn't like
that. I have no history being anything.
Yeah, out of state.
She's out of state guarantor.
Right.
I think that was also a problem. That's
but on top thing. Of me having no history of being a person who can pay anything,
It's not great.
Yeah.
Didn't really work out.
So we got denied on that one, actually.
Yeah.
We lost that one.
Okay, that was all day one, mind you.
Yeah.
I don't know where we ate. I know I had DoorDash pizza and salad.
I went to the deli twice.
Didn't we eat dinner?
I no idea.
No, she DoorDashed some pizza and salad to the house while I went and got a deli sandwich.
I think you guys took things from the hotel to eat during the day.
Yeah.
You ate the hotel sandwiches and I didn't.
No, we didn't.
Yeah,
we ate something.
I made you a croissant sandwich.
We didn't eat it.
I ate it.
Oh.
I don't know what you did then.
Know what we did. But
I bought you some M&Ms on the train.
Oh. I thought we stopped and ate somewhere.
We probably did. I just not significant enough to
whatever.
Remember
what
it was.
Day two, we wake up. We're back in Brooklyn. I have Brooklyn again, boo. So it must have been another one that we were like,
I think it was the one next to the bakery.
Mm. Oh, yeah. It's just it whatever.
I mean, yeah.
And then we went up to the east side and it was cute. It was the one with the girl where like everyone was showing. Remember?
Oh, yeah.
There
was like
the
an
filming
open house.
One. No, there was a filming one.
In the
and
Upper
then,
East Side you're talking about?
Yeah, there was one East Side one that
we
was
didn't
cute.
Like
and
any
then,
of the Upper East Side ones. East Harlem stunk.
Oh, I didn't even talk about East Harlem because I didn't write them down. That's we saw fine. Some in East Harlem that they we just did horrible. Not like. But
I can't
one of,
remember.
Okay,
anymore.
Well, listen.
That's where you bought
about,
your.
My nightwear. Because I forgot to bring something to sleep in.
Oh my
God.
Nightwear. Yeah. We were literally all hot and tired. And mom was like, let me just stop and get these PJs.
But they're only $7.
She's wearing them here. She brought them here.
Because it's so damn hot.
Yeah. Whatever. Yeah. Okay. Yeah. Listen. Both of you, hush. Sorry. Okay. East Side was cute, enough but there you. Was no room. And then we went to... So one East Side one was really cute and they were showing it. And it was this man showing it, but... It would be cute if we like one of us was living alone. Like there was no space for two people. It was just like a one person East Side cute walk
through.
Oh,
East Village. Mm.
Yeah,
you're talking about the East Village one.
Whatever. And then there was
is
another
that
one.
The ponytail?
No.
He was the fat dude who was sweaty after the four walk-ups.
Oh, that's right.
Yeah, and then there was another one with a lady showing it. That was they were filming near there, and it was really great.
Yeah, mm-hmm. That was nice.
Near Little Italy.
Holy cow! It was in Little Italy.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Literally the best.
So nice.
Ever.
But
we loved it.
People were there.
And we applied, but
immediately.
Did not get
we
it.
Applied
there are so many
on the
there.
Train on that one.
No, we just like sat.
Oh, yeah, we just sat.
Yeah, we went out and just sat just, and like, did it.
I did it, yeah.
But
yeah.
There are so many people that were looking at it.
Yeah. By the way, all these applications are $20.
Yeah.
Just an FYI.
Each.
Per person, yeah. Including Casey had to do
yeah.
it. For the record, Upper East Side is very different than East Village. East Village now, we're down in like the financial district almost. We're in like the lower part of Manhattan.
He's right. I just don't know where we are.
You're mixing up the two, but that's okay. It is on the east side, so you're right.
I just wrote
we were
down.
On those subway a lot.
We were.
Yeah, Casey was sleeping on that thing.
You were. But at least it has AC.
It's true.
It's cool. It was not a bad time.
Okay, then we saw one in Chinatown, and it was, again, six flights up.
Oh, my gosh.
Tiny, tiny, tiny. Like, not even the size of this room.
Yeah.
Did we apply to that?
We
one?
Did.
We did because we had gotten denied
for so many. Either though.
Yeah,
we
got
applied
denied
to so many and we got denied. So at this point, we're just.
And this is day two, and we only have one more day, and we fly like late that next night. So we have nothing, and we have all our suitcases with us,
just
like guitars, like everything.
Dripping with sweat. I got my fan going everywhere we are.
It's true. And then we applied to Chinatown. It was like fine. Then we went to one on Meeker Street, and that was nice. It was this guy showing, and it was actually great. Two bedrooms, some air, a bathtub.
Which guy was this?
They were getting new laundry in unit. The really tall guy
that
was sweaty.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. They were getting, that's right, there was two air systems
on
the floor. Really nice.
And the other guy was in there looking at it with us.
Yes. Yeah.
Oh, that was nice.
We also didn't get that.
We applied to that and also,
which
didn't
is
get
nuts
it.
To me.
Yeah, I know.
And I bet you, like, that dude next to me looked like a buffoon and he probably got it.
Yeah. Well, he probably has rent history in New York.
It's unfortunate. Yeah. It's unfortunate.
Okay. And then on the last one of the day was in Astoria, and it was past, it was kind of near where we live now, but it was past the library down the cute little quaint street.
Oh my God.
If you
God,
saw
that
the first
then?
Reel on the Instagram.
Oh, that was sick.
It was like a beautiful, I wrote down Astoria, no noise, but we love because you walk, it's above this like family.
Are you going to get some of these videos of the.
Yeah, you can post some of the videos.
Yeah,
on,
I guess.
Yeah, so people can
see.
People
want to see it. Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, post
come
some,
on, man.
Oh, my
so you
God.
You can see the comparison.
Okay, well, I'll get them from you before you leave.
Yeah,
but
I got them.
Anyways, we loved it because it was like so natural. There was a bed in there already, and the two bedrooms were like
is this
real
the one that
bedrooms.
I had to run at night?
Yes.
Okay, this one had a brand new kitchen.
Yeah.
Just
brand
really
new,
nice
with, like,
family
an
underneath
island,
us. It was like
right.
the best thing
carpeted.
Ever. I wanted it so bad. I wanted to pee myself.
Wait, you have to tell them that we had two showings within a block and a half away, and you had to go to one.
Oh, yeah. That's the next day, though. That was the next day.
No, that was this
one. That was this
one.
Oh, my God.
You had to go to that one. We had to go to this one, but the lady was late. So you ended up running back.
There's another Astoria. So anyways, we finally got some Astoria ones because I was like sick of this. So I started pestering people. We started getting some Astoria showings. There was one where Frankie visited us, the first real Astoria showing that we had, not the Steinway one.
That's the one I was talking about.
Yeah, that one was nice with Pete. But we got denied for that one
as well. No living room, right?
No, that's the Steinway.
That was the one that we liked.
The no living room
one. It was
kind
of close to Frankie, and Frankie came over.
Frankie
came
with
the porch.
Yeah, there was like a porch.
Okay.
It was a really lovely house. We wanted it really, really bad. Anyways,
so
we
applied to
that
one.
Yeah, didn't get that one either.
You applied to the no living room one.
Right, didn't get that one.
We applied to the beautiful one.
Yes.
Denied.
No. We didn't get denied on the beautiful one.
No, but we're waiting.
We were waiting.
We were waiting.
And then.
No. We're waiting. And the lady was late and we were outside and we were talking like, okay, should we butter her up? Should we not? Should we?
We were trying to bribe her.
Like, what's going
on? We literally
like,
tried to bribe the agent.
Yeah. Should we be like really enthusiastic?
We did bribe her.
Literally, Leonard and my mom, I'm like walking around just being like, oh my God.
This is the video of her that I'm sure that you've seen where she's just like in her skirt, just kind of taking her video on the steps doing her thing.
Oh, because we were waiting.
Right.
Remember you're taking
pictures? We were waiting for her.
I know. Guys, I don't think they're listening to me. I literally said, if you've seen the first reel on the Instagram.
Oh, sorry.
Okay.
I didn't hear that at all. Yeah, maybe these aren't working.
Okay, so I'll just stop talking, but we loved that one. And that was the last one of the day.
Yeah.
And so then we went back to the hotel. Like,
we applied immediately to that one.
Yeah, immediately. And then we went to Times Square-ish because we had Moulin Rouge tickets because we needed... It was like last day and we were like, let's do something.
But wait, you have to tell them what
I
we
will,
did.
I will.
Okay.
I will.
Okay.
And so we like got food at this little Italian place. Yep. Leonard and Casey fought and then I like handled
wait,
it.
Hold on.
No,
we
there
didn't.
Was a,
it's
there was
true.
Some snapping.
It's true.
A fight is different. We didn't fight. We had a heated conversation.
I just didn't speak.
Wow.
Yeah.
You just kinda,
look at me.
I know. I was mad at you.
I was mad at you.
Yes.
But I think what we have to explain is.
No. We'll get into it right now. So we're going to.
No.
We're going to get food and see Moulin Rouge. That's right. Like, that can be a whole other thing. But on our way there, we get Red Hook. Like they.
Oh yeah, we got approved for
right. They approve us, and they're like, "You can sign the lease tomorrow morning." And no one else had approved us.
And you're flying out that morning.
And I'm flying out
the next day.
Like at 4 p.m., we're out.
Right.
And so we were like, "We need somewhere to stay. Like, what's gonna
happen?
What
are we gonna do? We have to decide."
Leonard and I talked, and I said, "It's too far of a commute. It's like an hour commute or more." And I just can't do that. And like, yeah, we can walk to Carroll Gardens, but we took time to go back and walk around the area. And
Red Hook itself.
Red Hook.
The, and it was like the few things that people post online or things that are like what to do are farther than you think. And it's not that great. And like, we even asked a lady and she had lived there her whole life. But she's like, I love this place because it's not really like city life.
Right.
And we felt like we were moving here because we're young to be in like city life, whatever.
Right.
Whatever. Right. So we'd already discussed that. And then
we as in the two of them.
Right. Correct. And then we went.
Correct.
In dinner.
Casey didn't understand.
And
no one told me anything.
Yet. We hadn't. Well, that was us telling you, but it turned sour. But it's okay because we're fine.
She was.
And
so,
it's okay.
Because of that miscommunication, I was speaking what it sounded like on behalf of Hasina. So then there was some.
Mama Bear came out. But it's fine. Cause,
Mama Bear.
Because yeah. Hasina spoke for herself, which is crazy that she can.
And they included me on their thoughts. So I was like, okay, makes sense.
Right. Okay. We go to bed.
You got to tell them what we had already, before we go to bed, you got to tell them what.
So before Moulin Rouge, this was the bribing is what you're talking about.
Right, we bribed.
So for the Astoria place that I fell in love with that I would pee for, like I said a little second ago.
it was really nice. You'll see in the video.
Case and I looked at each other and we're like, should we offer more for rent?
Because it was what, 26?
It was 26.50.
And it was still like, within our budget.
No, it was 26.
It was 26.
It was 26.
And we offered 27.
And we said, screw it. We'll pay you a monthly $100 more a month if you give us the application.
And I thought that was worth it because it was still in our budget.
Very much was. That place was so nice. Super nice. Anyways, so we'll continue. Okay. And we're still being considered for that one, but we continue.
And have we heard from High Ceilings yet? Like,
No. High Ceilings after Moulin Rouge was being a bum to me. And they were like, we need you to do some more forms and stuff, blah, 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 blah. And it was just being a ridiculous situation.
So we had Red Hook. We had to decide to tell them no that night at dinner.
Yeah, at dinner, we lost the only one that had approved us. Right. Really.
The only one.
The only one that had approved us after like
and
so
and you're flying out the next morning.
And I'm panicking and I'm thinking, what are they doing? They are so dumb. Like, we only have one that's approved us and they're telling them no. And it had all the furniture included. Oh, I was going crazy.
Anyways.
That was crazy.
Yeah. Yes. Yep, she was. Yes. And then we woke up the next morning and we had had some sleep. It was fine. And Leonard says, at breakfast, we thought we were just going to take a leisure day of doing nothing. We thought we were done.
No. We thought we had looked into
storage units. I bought a storage unit.
That's right. He purchased.
I never got paid back for that from the Prime Storage, by the way.
What?
Yeah. But yeah, I bought Prime Storage in Astoria because we felt confident that we were going to live in Astoria, and I was still here for another 10 days or something.
So
5 days.
The plan was store the luggage and all your things. And Leonard was going to continue to look for places to live.
Yeah.
That was the plan.
Yeah.
But then at breakfast, Lee says, we have another showing. It's like right now, like, let's go. And so we go.
No, you and I go.
Well, day three, I thought we had just like run a marathon. It was whatever.
I had been pestering this agent specifically since I was in Fresno about this place. Not because I loved it so much. It's just because I kept going back to it on the search app. And I was like, oh, this is a good spot. Oh, I already applied for this one. I just kept reapplying to it because it was such a nice little location.
Asking her to show it.
Yeah, I was like, can you show it? And she would reply and be like, the landlord's not showing it till Friday. And I was like, it's Friday. Can I see it? And she's like, no, landlord's not showing it till Tuesday now. Blah, 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 blah.
Right.
So I just kept following up with her until finally that morning, she says,
all right, she's
I'm
like,
actually
okay.
here with my daughter. If you want to come by right now.
So we go, we walk in. And that's where we are right now. We see the two bedrooms, the big ass fridge, everything.
She said that a girl she had already shown it to some girl.
They were just about to deny that some girl.
Mm.
So once we came in, I think it was like, oh, okay. We've got a guarantor.
And we have like mixed opinions on if this realtor is like does this a lot or was just nice. I like to believe that she did like us.
She was very, very friendly, almost as if she was a grandma to us, like immediately.
We did some mom
really
talk. We were chit-chatting about our kids. And
it was very warming.
The situation. And she was very nice.
But we'll never see her again.
It's true.
I thought you were supposed to make her brownies.
Well,
we haven't heard from her or seen her. So I'm assuming that was maybe a front just to get us here.
Mm. Well, it worked.
It worked.
I'm not mad about it because now we have two bedrooms and a bathtub and natural light and just a place to walk out.
No closet with a street. Space.
Just well, no, you have a standing closet,
which true. Took forever to get here, and it's okay. We're getting there. We're doing it.
We're making the best.
Okay, yeah. Now you have to talk about the chaos of that morning after.
Oh my God!
She when basically you're on the flight. Said yes.
Yeah.
She was like, oh my she was gosh, like, yeah, this is right. She basically gave us a verbal yes, which made me feel
she
good.
She FaceTimed the landlord and yeah, said, these are your here? New tenants.
Right. So yeah. I felt really good about that.
We're
but
being basically we're being bid promised. We're being love bombed about yes, this apartment. And yes. then we
which
apply.
Kind of made me feel nervous. Like, is she right. for real? Is this really happening? Right.
We don't understand what's going on.
The 21st one and it's the last one and she's just giving it to us.
Yeah. So we get ready to fly. And we apply, but there's like a weird overlap because the previous one that we loved, that's like all
that
fully furnished. Yeah,
P4.
That Leonard would pee for.
What is that?
Then comes
enough of this. Enough of this.
Then comes what? Back and says we need to like have like more FaceTime with Leonard. Here's a landlord. So Leonard goes, talks to them. We fly
in
home,
person.
In person.
At the apartment, right?
While
you're in the airport.
While we're literally in the airport.
Yeah, we're in
this
the airport.
This is at 8 at night, right when I'm getting a phone call from Maria, our agent for this place, the place that we're in now. And then I get a phone call from that agent and they're like, they want to interview right now. It's 8:30 at night. And I was like, okay, I'm on my way. And then I was like, hey, Maria, I'm back. Can we push the signing instead of 9 a.m. tomorrow to like 5 p.m. tomorrow?
Just in case you get that other nicer
so
apartment.
I pushed our signing from this just the further in the day so we could go check out that place.
Then he meets with them. They're like, yeah, that's fine, but we need to talk to Hasina. But I'm literally in the air flying home. And right. so I'm flying home.
And well, again, you got the text and we hadn't taken off. And we were like,
what's
we
going
gonna,
on?
What are we
going
to do?
So they were like, yeah, when you get home, just like Leonard was like, they might call you at their 7 a.m., which
no,
is.
No, you're 7. Oh, yeah, their
no,
7 a.m.
No, East Coast.
4 a.m.
4 a.m. And so I just had my phone on and woke up at 4 a.m. But mind you, the next day I'm leaving for a trip anyway. So right. I'm like.
Exhausted.
Dead on my feet.
Yeah.
Long story short, because we've been talking forever, is basically
they never called
and I don't think they were like confident enough in us.
Yeah.
But then a little bit of the board, like they had to wait for the board to sign on this place too.
Right.
So we were a little like, what's going to happen? Do we even have a home?
Right.
But like a day, by the time we kind of got settled back at home, we had
it was first
a place.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
You had signed.
Leonard had moved all our crap and started like finding stuff.
Hauling furniture up. The stairs. Good news is there's only one flight of stairs. It's
just
long.
Steep.
And steep.
It's a steep flight.
What's
flight.
Better than Chinatown?
Oh my God.
Yeah.
Six flights.
Oh my God.
Can you imagine?
I
even
wouldn't
just
do
the
any
first
of this.
One.
I wouldn't do any of this for the six flights. I would Amazon everything. We would be spending so much more money
on
that place.
And then putting things together. Huh?
Oh my God. Jeez.
Absolutely not. Anyways.
Anyways.
That was the craziness.
Yeah.
And our recommendations are. What people told us is that we had a file with like all our documents ready, like a folder, shareable folder. We had all our things ready. We had money ready. We had.
I would
walkable
suggest
shoes.
If you're doing it in the summer, have a fan. This was hot, but also maybe carry an iPad because it was so hard for us to fill out.
Yeah.
The,
oh
it's
my God,
true.
That was annoying.
It
that's a good. That's
out,
a good tip
yeah.
to fill out the application form. You definitely need to have something mobile.
Okay,
and
well, your phone can do it, but if you get impatient like these
we
two,
just kept giving our phones to the scene.
Literally, I filled out three applications every time, so it's possible, but...
It was hard to, like, pull it up, big, make it big,
it's really
try
annoying.
To tap,
it was.
And then it highlighted wrong. It was...
Yeah, but now we have a great house. Both parents have seen it.
Both parents have seen each other.
It's true.
Oh, yeah. We had the breakfast yesterday. That
yeah.
was fun. And we saw more of Astoria. What a huge park.
Oh yeah, that's
I don't
a great
think
Astoria
people realize
park.
That community pools are that big.
It's huge. There was, I think, there was actually Olympics there, like legit. I do think there was Olympic diving.
Look
there.
Into that. That thing was huge. The amount of chlorine they spend in that.
Yeah, delicious.
That was crazy.
She's really on that chlorine
I know,
thing.
I love it.
Well, because I spend so much money on chlorine. You see, Dad, on maintaining our pool, that thing was like 50 times the size of our pool.
Yeah.
So many people in it.
Okay, well, on that pool note.
It was a beautiful little park, though. Astoria has a cute little park.
Yeah, we love our place. We love our apartment.
And brunch at Bonnie's. Is that what it was?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, we're getting pillows and a carpet soon. And then after that, and our light bulbs, then I'm going to, like, record a real, like,
yep.
go-through tour. So the it's fans finished. Can yeah. see. Because right now, it's, like, not quite done. And I'm not quite happy with it. But we're going to sit down. After we have like we're seeing a movie tonight in Bryant Park, we're doing some stuff with the grandparents. Leonard has work this weekend. We have some things happening, so we're gonna sit down next Monday and like recap it. But
are you gonna recap about the weekend that I was here too?
Yeah.
Okay, don't leave that out.
Oh, no, I we're gonna.
Okay. I thought I was gonna like, leave that out though. We were not gonna leave that out.
No.
Very funny.
Do you want to like say your like one line teaser about it? Like,
well, we found plants at that fun market.
We found plants at that fun market.
Perfect. What a that's a perfect line. That's a teaser.
That market was
that,
great.
That's going to be, we're going to clip that.
There's yeah. the subtitle. And that, put the in market that. Was great.
The pictures I took at that market.
Yeah, perfect.
All the things at that
market. Oh, don't you worry.
Well.
You can also talk about the food market, the night market. Oh, absolutely. Yeah.
Casey, thanks for joining Two Dorks in New York.
It was fun.
Welcome to be a dork this at is any the, time.
The trio that found the house.
The triad, as they say.
Yeah.
So I'm going to put the outro music on right now.
All right.
It's on.
Perfect.
And then it does the big pow.
So people usually say, subscribe.
Ooh, yeah, subscribe and fund. Fund and subscribe.
Subscribe.
And follow the Insta. It's all spelled out. Two Dorks in New York.
But wait, New York wasn't spelled out on the podcast. It's NY.
Yeah, it's NY, yeah. But I don't know. No, we're figuring Instagram. That out.
Whatever.
Don't worry about it. All right, bye, y'all.
Bye, Dorks.